This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
While Congress is considering additional legislation to respond to the significant impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program is underway for dairy farmers. Joining us with an update, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, what's the latest with the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and the sign-up process?
The USDA is under pressure to get financial resources as soon as they can into the hands of dairy farmers as well as producers of other commodities. The latest weekly report on the new Coronavirus Food Assistance Program indicates that farmers collectively have received over $1.4 billion, which is about 10% of the overall $16 billion allocated for the CFAP. For dairy farmers, Bill, they've gotten over $330 million so far in less than the first 2 weeks of the program. We're expecting that that number will rise to well over $1 billion, but farmers obviously have to apply for this aid. So what we wanted to talk about here is just a reminder of the fact that the enrollment for this program is now open. You need to call your county FSA office and make appointments to fill out the appropriate paperwork so that you can get your share of the money.
We should point out the deadline is August 28th, so producers have time to enroll in this, but I suppose why wait, huh?
I don't think there's any particular reason to wait other than you may have other more pressing concerns. Everyone's got a different story, of course, but would hope that that $16 billion pot for the entire CFAP is not expended by then, but that would be another reason not to wait, Bill, certainly, is to get ahead in line, get your money, because if the overall demand for that money is higher than USDA anticipates, it may go quicker than we think. The other thing to keep in mind is that paperwork, and it's not complicated. You just have to provide your milk production history, your taxpayer ID, and provide some other information about your business operation and the structure of your farm. You will get 80% of what you're eligible for in the initial payment, and that comes quite quickly. And then the USDA is going to hold off on providing the remaining 20% until they see what the demand is through August. So it's really a two-part process with 80% of it coming after you sign up.
And there are other categories besides milk production, right?
Well, the other thing to keep in mind is that as a dairy farmer, if you are marketing other commodities, you're also eligible for payments on some other ag products. And in particular, what I'm thinking about is cull cows and bull calves. If you marketed those in the first part of this year, you are eligible for payments same as you would be if you were exclusively a beef cattle producer, so beyond just the economic losses suffered because of low milk prices. So dairy farmers have the opportunity to benefit from it. Again, a reminder that the payment cap is $250,000 per entity, depending on the business structure of your operation. Two other people can also get that same amount of money up to a cap of $750,000. One other thing to keep in mind is that even if you are using forward contracting or some other risk management tool for your milk production, such as the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, Dairy Revenue Protection, or the Livestock Gross Margin Program, any milk that you're covering with those types of risk management tools is also eligible for coverage under the CFAP. So you can certainly get payments on CFAP even at the same time that you may be getting a payment from the Dairy Margin Coverage Program or DRP.
With that being said, there's word that there's more dairy stimulus coming.
At this point, we are expecting that there will be another significant coronavirus-related stimulus bill. In fact, the House of Representatives already passed something called the HEROES Act before Memorial Day, and it adds some additional assistance for agriculture, including dairy. The Senate has taken a different approach, is going to take a slower approach. Doesn't look like they're going to be tackling anything like this until after the 4th of July holiday, but we do expect both the House and the Senate ultimately to converge on another stimulus bill. I think there's a sense of wait and see. We've seen quite a rebound in commodity prices, including milk and cheese prices in recent weeks, and the stock market has also, of course, rebounded quite strongly. So as the economy unfreezes, more people go back to work, there's more economic activity. Given the number of unemployed people, the number of closed businesses, I think there's still going to be a huge amount of need throughout the economy, including in agriculture. So it's really just a question of when Congress tackles another package to do that.
You can visit farmers.gov/CFAP For more information about the coronavirus food assistance program and also nmpf.org/coronavirus for a full listing of resources for dairy farmers and co-ops. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.